be the Son of God. Anyone that can see Jesus on that cross and not be touched has a heart of stone. They first took off his clothes. Then they took long leather thongs with steel pellets or lead pellets on the end and beat him across the back until he could hardly stand up. Then they put a crown of thorns on his brow and his face was bleeding. And they laughed at him and they spit on him and they mocked him. And with one snap of his finger, 72,000 angels had already drawn their swords, ready to come to his rescue and wipe this planet out of existence in the universe. And Jesus said, no, to this end was I born. And he dragged and lifted and hauled that cross. And don't you black people ever forget one thing. The man that helped Jesus carry that cross was a black man. And don't ever forget another thing. Jesus belongs to Africa as much as he does to Europe and Asia. He was born in that part of the world that touches Africa and Asia and Europe. And Jesus was not a white man like me, nor was he as black as some of you. We don't know what the color of his skin, but it must have been a dark color like the people of his day, because he was a man like them. Don't ever say it's a white man's religion or a black man's religion. It's a world religion. He belongs to the world.
Good day, good day, good day. Brothers and sisters, you might as well just lift your hands up to the air right now, because it's time to be thankful. It's time that we live with a heart of thankfulness. Not temporarily, all the time. And we always have to remember that God is great each and every day, each and every way, and it is only Luciferian psychopath, sociopath men and women that are ultimately carrying the spirit of the evil deceiver. That's the only ones that we're ever fighting. And I have to remind you of that every single day, because the propaganda, the deception, the lies, just like we recently exposed again Elon and whatever his name is, Shapiro. They're trying to get you to like them again. After they have been flipping and flopping, and Ben Shapiro told you to get that clot shot. We have it up on our blog. His Twitter post is up on our blog at neo420.com, so make sure that you go and check that out. The blog has got some powerful content in addition to our podcast here with Neo 420 Talks. So make sure you go and look at all of the content. If you are on social media, especially Instagram, go over to our accounts at Neo 420 Talks and at Neo 420 Talks Podcast. At Neo 420 Talks, you'll see years of posts where we were posting the similar content that we have up on our blog. We're going to be adding to that blog as soon as we relaunch the website overall structure, which we've been working on for a long time, and when we have an opportunity. But I want to remind you again of things that have been exposed in the past. And do not forget these. This is why we have done the ongoing episodes titled Remember, and then we will put something behind it. We're trying to remind you to remember that they've exposed themselves. They've told you who they are. They've done everything. But whenever you can't keep focused on what it is that's supposed to be doing, and you just listen to them, then you're never going to help us get out of this issue. The one I want to remind you of today was from Time Magazine, February 4th, 2021. February 4th, 2021. So this is right after January 6th. This is less than a month after January 6th PSYOP that happened in D.C., where the deep state created a program and a psychological operation that manifested into a live exercise at the capital there in the District of Columbia, one of the three empire cities that has the obelisk sitting there that they called the Washington Monument, when it's not the Washington Monument. It's an obelisk. It's a symbol of all of these Luciferian psychopaths. But this Time Magazine article, February 4th, 2021, "The Secret History of the Shadow Campaign That Saved the 2020 Election." They right there admitted to you that there was a coup that occurred. Because what word did they use? And I've been teaching you for years, and I hope you're learning on how to decipher this text that they're trying to confuse everybody into, when in reality, it's as easy to see as 1, 2, 3. Because these people are not smart, really. They have, it's just like the movies that they do. They've done them so much that it's easy to see them now that they do them, because they've done them so much. You understand? Like, this is imperative, brothers and sisters, for you to understand this critical fact, that the wars that have been fought over time have been initiated by bankers that are controlling people within government, controlling people within business, controlling people within the military-industrial complex, controlling people within the scientific technological elite that President Eisenhower warned us against. I keep reminding you that President Eisenhower did not just say the military-industrial complex. He also said the scientific technological elite. We're going to take prison of our policies in government and control it. I'm giving all of this context so now you understand what this article in Time Magazine, published February 4th, 2021, less than a month after January 6th, what this was. They came out and admitted this. I'm going to link this article, the full article, into the description of this podcast episode. You can only get that at our website, neo420.com, neo420.com. So whenever you hear this on other platforms, you're going to need to go to our website in order to get this content. Brothers and sisters, you need to understand that we have been fighting. When President Trump says an invisible enemy, he's not talking about the Wu flu or any of that nonsense. He's talking about the deep state. He's talking about the shadow government. He's talking about the shadow society that the one alternative media rep, Jason, I think it's Jason Burmes. He calls them the predatorial class, and that's what they are. These people are predators. These are some sick, sick people that we are battling, because we're not battling their flesh and blood. We're battling the spiritual wickedness in high places. So you need to understand what that means. That means that the spiritual wickedness is what is in that position of quote-unquote power. And it has invoked the physical body of those who would go along with it. Do you understand? This is what so upsets me when brothers and sisters that do not believe in Jesus Christ want to argue about with me, because they want to talk about a God over here and a God over here and a God over there. It doesn't matter. None of those other ones matter. Jesus Christ is the only true God, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Yet other people want to talk about God, never giving Jesus the glory. That is a base of the human tragedy that we are facing today. All of the things in life, they're just things. Yes, the things that have been manufactured, and I'm talking about by human hand, whether that be by human hand directly or human hand creating a machine that then manufactures it. It doesn't matter. It's man-made. That is what is all the distractions. The man-made. God showed me an epiphany when my wife took me to the coast for my birthday. Got this special place that we go to, and I'm going to tell you, it's so close to God. Like his presence for me is so, so immediate. The stars that they're seeing there is just so powerful. Whenever I prayed for him to show me this recently on that trip, he showed it to me so clearly. And he showed it to me in just the parable that Jesus used to speak. In the stories that Jesus used to speak, because how Jesus spoke those stories is how you learn. Think about anything that you've ever learned. You learn it through a story. Whether that be your math teacher telling you if you've got two apples and you add two to them, how many do you have? Or if it's grammatical education, you're told a story with a lot of hems and haws or run-on sentences in order to correct that. You're told these things because that's how we understand. We're either visual learners or we are we learn through reading and through doing. But see, when I ask God what is this battle that we are battling? He showed me the parable that I'm open and able to share with you. He showed me the cities, the big metropolis cities with the big skyscrapers and the big concrete jungles that they create. And then he pulled me from the ground zero level where I'm at the ground looking up to all these buildings. And then I'm pulled away and I'm above all those buildings. He's showing me this. And he's showing me all those buildings because I asked him, I said, God, what is the difference in how to know you and how to know what is of the enemy? Because I'm trying to always learn better on how to decipher and how to be a steward of the education that God has given to share it. That's the most love that you can ever do is to share the truth. I was reading in the book of John this morning, chapter 14. You need to all read that chapter. It is a powerful, powerful scripture. And in this scripture, I'm sorry, I might have said 14, but this was chapter 17. What was so powerful about this is that when, and I said, I've been reading both of those. It was in chapter 14, but I want you to listen to this. In chapter 14, verse 17, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is speaking here, and he says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, believeth it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, in the end, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to read the scriptures, brothers and sisters. It will erase all of the confusion that this world tries to create. The scriptures are like that word puzzle piece that you see those floating letters moving all over the place, and you don't know what's going on. So then all of the letters start getting put in place, and then you start reading it correctly. That's what the Holy Bible does for us as children of God. It rearranges things and makes it so much clearer that you can understand it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for leading us, segueing us over to you again. God is great. Jesus is the greatest of all time. Greatest teacher to ever walk this planet. That's the only way I can see on how to educate and know what it is that's going on in this world. Again, we are battling a secret society of Luciferian psychopaths that believe that they are actually in control whenever they are just puppets of the wicked spirit that is upon the earth. It's up to you. You have the free choice. You can either be wicked or you can be a follower of Jesus Christ. You cannot be both. That's what's double-mindedness. So again, that Time Magazine article, I'm not going to read it. I'm just telling you that they have in that entire article, they tell you on how they pulled a coup against us. And again, the title, February 4th, 2021, Time Magazine, titled, "The Secret History of the Shadow Campaign That Saved the 2020 Election." It's so propagandized by how they put it in their word magic. Let's just break it down real quick. First, it says the secret history. Okay, so you're telling us right there that it was a covert operation. And then it says of the shadow campaign. The shadow campaign is the shadow government, the deep state, the bureaucracy that is the Pentagon, that's the criminals inside the Pentagon that are getting paid off by the military-industrial complex, like the Boeings, the Northrop Grummans, the Stratford Groups, all of these entities that are actually supported by the technology companies that are what President Eisenhower said as the scientific technological elite. So understand this is a self-perpetual self-creating prophecy that they are creating because it's a circle. When they talk about a circular economy, they're not talking about for us. They're talking about for them. That's exactly how they do it. And if you know about business, that's the best way for you to do business because you continue to share money within entities that you control. And once you do that, that's the mastery of business because then you can really achieve a lot. But the last part of this article title was that saved the 2020 election. It's total opposite. Again, it's an opposite of what they are saying. It's a mirrored opposite. So that saved the 2020 election is opposite. That formed a coup d'etat against the 2020 election is what they meant. And this is a communication that they're using amongst each other. That's what you need to understand. They are not writing that for you and I. They're writing that to let each other know what has been going on. That's why they use their different platforms as communications. That's why they use these different substacks that they can hide information. That's the reason they created Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, is so they could pay each other off without us being able to see it. Do you not understand what it is yet that we are battling? We've been out here almost 5 years trying to tell you about it. This is before the coup happened. We saw it all happening because we are aware of what's happening because the Holy Spirit of God dwells in us. And as it said in that scripture, John 14:17, let me go to it again. This is where you know that scripture backs everything up. John 14:17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. That's up to you if you're claiming it. I'm claiming it. I know that I know the Spirit of truth. I know that the Spirit of truth dwells in me, and I know that it shall be in me. That's the reason I cannot lie. And what is our opening line for this podcast? Speaking truth against the lies. This is the scripture that, unbeknownst to me, my Heavenly Father and my Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Jesus Christ, gave me because he is the great teacher and I ask for it, like in Matthew 7:7. In the Holy Scripture, the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7, it says, ask and it will be given upon to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. But see, all of you want to sit back and just get stuff for free, even though this is the freest freedom you will ever receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for letting me preach this today. Because somebody out there needs to hear this. Because there is enough of the nonsense. Be real. Let the Spirit of truth dwell in you. Not your truth. God's truth. Jesus' truth. That's the reason I reject any church, any organization, anybody that puts out those eggs on Easter, because it's not about eggs. It's about the ever eternal elevation of the one who beat death and was resurrected. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus Christ. Get to know him because he will change your life. Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ is alive. And if he's not risen from the dead, if he's not alive, then there is no such thing as Christianity. We're yet in our sins, Paul said, and the whole thing's a farce. Forget it. And then the people that have received Christ, what has happened to them? We had a fella here the other night that was a Black Panther leader. He said that he thought he could change the world through the Black Panther movement. Until, he said, he met Jesus. And he said Jesus changed his life and took all the hate out. Now, he said, I believe the world can be changed, but he said, I believe it can be done with Jesus' power. That's it. Jesus coming into our hearts.